On the line with Chris Churchwell from Show Me Tax. Chris, it's now been a few weeks since we started the process of the loans going out for businesses as well as payments going out to taxpayers. What's the latest?
Yeah, on the payments to taxpayer, of course, they labeled them an economic impact payment. Rest of us call it stimulus checks. But a lot of people are having to go to the IRS website on the Get My Payment to track where the funds are if they haven't received them yet. So the first wave really went out to people who had disclosed their deposit information on their tax returns because of refunds. So as long as they'd filed an 18 or 19 tax return, then those people should have got theirs already, unless they ran into a hiccup. And that's where they could go and find out, well, Get My Payment from on the IRS website. The non-filers are the ones that had to go in and put in their information to be able to get their checks. And a lot of non-filers ended up being dependents of couples or individuals that were 17 or over, because those are lingering out there waiting to for the IRS to find out whether those individuals are going to file their own tax returns or end up still being dependents on their parents' tax returns or whoever's claiming them. So that's real interesting. You know, those have happened. A lot of people, it's hit closed accounts, or it's hit debit cards. So those are going to end up being mailed out. And these people who keep checking on a regular basis are going to get locked out the 24 hours because they've just tried too many times to figure out where their payments are. So we're getting lots of questions regards to stimulus checks.
Do they get locked out forever or just for that day?
For that day, for 24 hours. Then they come back, but if they do it three times or more, then or over three times, and they end up getting locked out because they're really worried about ID theft and all kinds of issues involved with that, you know, where people are trying to get payments that they're not supposed to get. On the business side, you know, most people we're back in the second wave of the paycheck protection loans. Most of these people are independent contractors or self-employed that were kind of shut out of the first wave. So we're seeing a lot of that activity started back up on Monday of last week. And so we're working with a lot of those people trying to get their Schedule C's done so that they can get those turned in and get their funds. On the economic impact disaster loans, those are finally getting deposited with no notice. You know, it's interesting. The SBA doesn't say, send you a notice saying, hey, we're sending that payment today. They just automatically deposit in your account and it just shows up. So, but I am hearing where a lot of people are getting those just started yesterday or the first part of this week where those are coming out. Those are going to be a big help, you know, where you could get up to $1,000 per employee, up to 10 employees. So up to $10,000 is where those coming through at. But on the Paycheck Protection Program, that's really been a great stimulus. You know, like in our regard, we've probably helped more than 100 companies obtain those loans, representing more than 600 employees. So we've been really busy in terms of working through those, more so than doing tax returns or anything else.
One more question. The wife and I got our payments, and we also received a letter in the mail from the IRS telling us that we got the payment. Do we need to keep those letters for next year's tax returns?
You don't have to. I think it's a nice thing. They're going to reconcile those on the 2020 tax return. So, for example, the third wave is going to be people who have not received anything in the way of a deposit. So I'm in the third wave, you know, where they're supposed to get a check in the mail, and those checks are supposed to be mailed on May 1st. And so hopefully a lot of those people, but, you know, they're going to keep issuing these payments all the way up until the end of 2020. So if people haven't got theirs, they can go ahead and get their return information on file and still get their stimulus check at a later date.
If somebody needs more information, how can they get it from you?
We're at 515 East 7th Street, Show Me Tax Relief. Our number is 417-781-1829. That's 417-781-TAX. Obviously, we're here to help whoever we can.